This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with, once again, Dr. Cynthia Akril, a stress expert, brain geek, and health and leadership coach on a mission to help us use science and wisdom to find ways to lead productive, happy, and healthy lives. Dr. Akril, thanks for joining us once again on the program.
My pleasure. I love that you do this.
Yeah, you bet. And it's good to catch up with you again. So it seems like everyone is talking about stress these days, and we're more stressed than ever with so much information available. Now, what's really important to know and what's new?
I know there's so much stress information. It's stressful. And how do you filter all that out? I think the first is to just recognize stress is part of life. It's not something we're trying to get rid of. It's something we're trying to learn how to use. And it's really a skill set that was, we were taught this skill set. We've actually been rewarded the opposite behaviors in our culture. So it's something we can learn to do, how to manage it. It has so much to do with energy management, how you spend your precious time, your focus, and your energy, and how you renew all those so that you have the energy to make the choices you want. I think probably one of the more important things to know right now is that one teeny choice that you make can make a big difference in your life. So start small and find one little thing that's going to give you more energy.
How do you even get started doing something about your stress when you are feeling so overwhelmed? And that is common.
And we've all been there. It's like, you know, it feels like you're swimming in stress soup and you really don't know how to get a handle to get out of it. Probably one of the most impactful things I do with clients is have them start having a strategic meeting with themselves, actually blocking it on the calendar. There's a link on my website if you want a template for those meetings, but come to a meeting with yourself with what I call the 5 C's and a G, which is a mindset. Get yourself calm. Start to get clear in your head about what's going on and ramp up your curiosity and your courage and your compassion for yourself especially, and your gratitude, and look over your life and think, okay, what really is stressing me? And then get curious about your choices to explore it. Get some help, find some more information, but pick one little thing after you've had this meeting that you want to play with to figure out if it would make a difference in your life.
Also, what mistakes do people make in tackling their stress?
Well, that's a great question, because we can learn so much by what doesn't work and from the best practices of what does work. And I've seen it all. So I'll share where some of my clients have come to me and they're falling down, and hopefully that'll help you all figure out a way to get out of this. One of the first is, and I've done this too, judging myself for feeling stressed. It's like you add a layer of stress on top of your stress because you're judging yourself that you shouldn't feel stressed. That's a big quagmire to get in. So letting go of the judgment. Okay, you're stressed and you got to find the skills to get out of it. Pretending you can hide from your stress, or that you are just going to have no vulnerability. You're going to be stronger than all stress. Well, guess what? You're human and that's not the case. And really, I see leaders embrace stress and use it to lead. Vulnerability is a courage. A lot of great information on that now. So, you know, you can't really pretend you're not stressed. Just ask your kids. Another mistake I see is making it a should. You know, it's one more thing. I should be exercising. I should be working on my stress. That's not going to help. Work with someone and figure out a way to find something you actually want to do, something that energizes you. Probably the fourth mistake I see is not having a real plan. You need a strategy and a clear strategy in your mind, one that seems doable, not just kind of putting Band-Aids here and there on your stress. Another huge mistake I see is going it alone. We are humans, and we're connected to each other, and we can use that to get out of this together, share ideas, call out the elephant in the room in your team, in your family, with your friends that you're stressed, and brainstorm how to get out of it. And another huge one I see with high achievers is afraid that if you let go of the stress, you're not going to be motivated, that you're using your stress to keep going. And that is not the way to keep going. That's the way to burn out. Trust that you can find motivation even if you start to let go of your stress a little bit. So help those mistakes help people figure out, you know, maybe they recognize something they're doing and take a deep breath and let go of it and start making some clearer choices.
And certainly some helpful information today. We are joined once again by Dr. Cynthia Akril, a stress expert, brain geek, and health and leadership coach on a mission to help us use science and wisdom to find ways to lead productive, happy, and healthy lives here on eHealth Radio Stress Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Akril, what surprises your clients that does work from your experience?
Well, I think one of the biggest things that surprises them is that they realize in my workshops or working together one-on-one that they really haven't paid that much attention to how they run their lives. And when they stop and get curious, they get really creative and inspired to play with new ways to do things that are going to give them more energy or help them feel more in control. Because if you think about it, when you feel stressed, one of the parts of that, a huge part of it, is feeling out of control, that you don't have the skills or the resources or the energy to handle the challenge in front of you. So you feel out of control. And face it, most of us hate feeling out of control. It's not a good feeling. It's not safe. And then our brain takes over and does all these reactive stress management things that don't help us. So when you take just a moment to set aside some time and think about, okay, how am I doing my life this week? What am I doing for my energy? And get curious, you know, play with it a little bit. What could I do differently? You find that you get that feeling of control back and you get creative again and you start to notice little things that energize you and little things that drain you that you don't need to be doing. So that getting curious is really powerful. Probably another thing that surprises them is the simple power of mindfulness. I think a lot, because I work with a lot of high achievers who probably were raised thinking mindfulness is kind of ooey-wooey or soft. They find that just learning that it's simply about regaining choice is really powerful. That taking a moment to say they're grateful in before dinner or before you go to bed at night, starts them thinking in a different way. And I love watching that transformation in people, that it's not some a sort of elusive place of mindfulness where we're going to sit on a mountaintop and make life different, but it's these tiny little choices that make us experience our world differently every day, and that feels good. And probably the third surprise that I love is that this one tiny little step, any tiny little step, deciding to go to bed 5 minutes earlier or deciding to get an extra hug in the morning, these tiny little steps have a compound effect in their lives, and they lead to more health, and they lead to more focus and to more energy, and it doesn't take as much as you think. And that's really fun to see.
Always good to have you with us, Dr. Akril. How can people learn more, not only on per our conversation, but to get more information?
There are so many resources out there, and I think it's really important to filter those resources a bit. You can't get on the internet now with somebody giving you 1,000 choices for what to do with your stress. So vet them a little bit. The American Institute of Stress is out there vetting a lot of the science of stress, so you want to really be careful about that. There is no magic pill. The American Institute of Stress is a great place for resources. Get curious. Without judgment of yourself, but just get curious. There's some wonderful things. Surround yourself with things that keep you curious, that keep you grounded, that keep you asking questions. Join a class. Bring up the topic, but in a really exploratory way. Ask other people what they're doing. And go to thinking beyond the Band-Aids, to the bigger picture of what your energy management would look like. what's going to keep you grounded, healthy, and happy? The more you ask questions and look around, the more you'll start to discover that we're all humans trying to figure out this puzzle of how we manage our energy, how we manage limited time, limited resources, and find the things that mean the most to us. Make those connections, because we can do a whole lot when we feel connected and loved and purposeful. We're really, really powerful. So there's tons out there. Please join together. Go to my website, a zillion resources. Find YouTube. Find anything that makes you feel empowered on your journey.
Good stuff. It is CynthiaAckrill.com. Dr. Ackrill, thanks so much for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio. Certainly look forward to our next conversation.
My pleasure. If I can help anybody out there, let me know. Stay calm, clear, curious, courageous, compassionate, and grateful, and you will be powerful.
And thank you for those kind words. We've been speaking with Dr. Cynthia Ackrill, a stress expert, brain geek, and health and leadership coach on a mission to help us use science and wisdom to find ways to lead productive, happy, healthy lives. And to learn more, visit CynthiaAckrill.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.